Hey, it's Wednesday, and that means a brand new episode of the most empowering and magical podcast ever, Glow Girl. I'm one of your hosts, Brittany Gibbons, and as always, I'm joined on this journey by Tracy White.
Hey, witches.
And Marticello.
Hey, witches.
And I have a cold, so I sound like I have a very Barry White voice right now. I'm sorry.
Girl.
In advance. I hear myself, and I'm like, who's talking?
It's kind of sexy.
So weird.
It's
like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like raspy.
It sounds so odd.
Jazz
club. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. All right. So as you know, we're all about like collective discovery. Is why we started this podcast, you know, to sort of record and expand just sort of like the spiritual changes we're making, the crystal heavy changes some of us are making. I know Meredith dumped her bra out the second she got here today.
Yeah, I have a new thing.
Yeah,
she does. Can't wait to tell you all about it.
So yeah, it's just sort of like we learn things, we tell you about them, we learn more things, we tell you about them. Sometimes we're wrong, we admit that too.
We learn a lot of things in place of it.
We're new
to the witching world.
It's a lifelong journey, I think.
Yes,
it's a process. And I mean, it makes sense because when you spend like over 30 years turning into like this tightly wound, anxiety ridden person, like it's going to take a minute to like
to unwind
all of
it.
It's going to take more than like, I don't know what, 10 shows, 11 shows.
I don't know why I'm not living my best life yet. I've been really trying for the last 2 years, but I do feel like I'm making headway, and I can't wait to tell you about my new
crystal.
I am
definitely proud of you though, because you are a very impatient person.
Man,
and you've
I'm
been
surprised
very
I haven't given,
in this process.
Given it up yet, but nope, I'm still here, chugging along.
Still here. That's good. So on today's show, we're going to talk about incantations, as in like meditating, repeating something empowering. Sort of like, what the hell am I supposed to say when I do these things? That's what we're going to talk about.
Right.
And then in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about how to do these things when you're just busy as fuck. Because that's the reality.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Okay. So we're going to talk about words right now, because that's sort of the thing I struggle with too. Like, we watch a lot of movies, and so you think like, oh my gosh, this has to be a very profound moment. But sometimes like when you have to write your own things, it's hard, from meditation to manifestation to spell work. Sometimes it's hard just to know exactly what to say. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which is why we often Google it.
Yep.
A lot of Google.
We Google it a lot. I Pinterest a lot too, because shockingly, a lot of pagans and manifestors and the secreters put a lot of stuff on the internet.
Yes.
And that gets shuffled over to Pinterest. And so it's so great to just be able to like, here's my Mexican recipes. Here are my spells.
Right. Just have little boards of all the things you like.
Halloween party ideas.
Haircuts.
Haircuts.
Witch spells.
Lobs. Witch spells. Okay. So I wanted to talk about doing this because it's really, really hard to do, to come up with these things. Meredith is infinitely better at this than I am all the time. She always has the best things to say, which is usually why I lean on her to like decide what we're going
to say. I use the best words.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding. We won't make any more Trump references today. I promise you.
So we're going to give you some tips to like to figure out what to say, whether you're meditating, whether you want to manifest something, or you're trying to write a spell or do any of those things. Like, what the fuck should you actually say?
Right.
Like in these situations, like because it always like seems like it's something that's you found in a like an old scroll somewhere, like that's written in calligraphy.
I do
like a
it.
Feathered pen.
There's always the word mote in there too, and they're like, so mote it be. And I don't even know what mote means. Before this experience, I thought that mote was like a water pathway to keep bad guys out of your castle. Like
it
that's,
is, but the
it's
other
a different
it's
kind
a
of
different
mote.
Yeah. I'm learning so much.
Is it homophone?
Homophone. Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to Google what moat means. This is a word I don't actually know.
M-O-T-E.
What?
It's
I don't know this word.
So we say it all
I mean,
time.
I know it.
Right. And we don't know what it means. We're like, so let's mote it see. Be. And then we're like, I have no idea. So let the water around your castle be. Like
A moat can be a tiny piece of a substance, like a tiny moat of dust.
Okay.
This is not that word. This M-O-T. Is the same word, but
okay.
It's just not.
Doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what this means in witchcraft language.
Yeah, I don't either.
I have to figure it out.
Someone tell us. See, this is why we need your help. Yeah. Someone tell us what moat means.
Okay. So I always think like I'm doing it wrong, or that it won't work, because I have no idea what to say. Like, and I'm a writer professionally. And like, I still like cannot come up with this for some reason. Like, it's distracting to be meditating on something and then having to like pull the words up on my phone.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like I'm really in the space, but then I'm like, oh shit. And then I have to like pull it out and Google it. So I'm about to take all this pressure off you right now. So the good news is our words are our magic.
Okay.
So I read once the words are thought, intent exists.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Which is a big relief for me. Because like I always think the words have to be perfect, but it's really not the words at all. Like it's just a vehicle. So I found this really great quote. We talked about Luna Luna magazine before earlier today, Tracy, actually. Uh-huh. And they had this great quote on there. Once the words are spoken, they become an incantation. And once the words are written down, the spell is cast.
Okay.
So as long as you're saying something with intent, then that's putting it out into the universe. Do you remember, Meredith, when we talk about like your universe checks and stuff like that, and you're always telling me I need to burn them and I don't want to burn anything because yes. It feels like I'm getting rid of it, but you're like, yeah. That's how you send it out into the universe.
Yeah.
I don't ever believe you, but I guess.
You don't have to believe me. I don't care. I'm just telling you the right way to do it.
To release something in there just feels similar to this.
Yes, it does.
A great way to get comfortable with writing your own manifestation rituals or spells is to just a journal. Like we talked about Book of Shadows in I think our second episode. It's a great place just to start getting words down. So like the magic part of a mantra or a spell is like you and your intent. And no one else even has to hear it. So Right. Like literally there's no cameras in your house.
Okay. Right.
Like unless you're like a cam girl, like nobody's going to know what you're doing. Like it's between you and the universe or like you and whatever spiritual mass you believe in or you and just you. Like nobody has to know what you're saying outside of you. So say whatever you want. Write a letter to yourself, explain what you want, and then narrow it down to like a meaningful sentence, which is something that we talked about a couple episodes ago when we talked about that ancient manifestation ritual.
Yes.
Where it made us write down what we wanted and then keep making that smaller and simpler and smaller and simpler and smaller and simpler. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't need to be so convoluted.
Right.
Right.
You know,
and it doesn't need to be so formal. It kind of reminds me of like formal prayer in church. You know, where you say all the words that are written down in the Bible or whatever text you're reading from versus like a conversational prayer that you might say while you're brushing your teeth at night. Like,
right.
You know, dear God, please make my husband stop squeezing this toothpaste. Or I swear to God. I swear to you. I mean, okay, this is a bad conversation, but you know what I mean? Like you can, I feel like, you know, I grew up in a more casual church environment and we could, you know, that was recommended, have conversational kind of prayer all the time, every day, you know, and I've moved away from sort of that religion, but you know, it still feels like that. This kind of feels like that, you know, you can be more casual about it. The intent is still there. The feeling is still there.
Right.
Yeah. I think I send up like countless numbers of prayers every single day.
Yeah.
Even if I don't even think that it's intentionally a prayer, like it mm-hmm. is just setting intentions up into the universe or whatever. Exactly. Like all day long. Yeah. It's a nonstop conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. I mean, as long as you're having the conversation, like, that's all that matters.
Please don't let me get the speeding ticket right now.
I asked the girls to also like bring what their sort of go-to mantra or spell or manifestation or something is. And it's funny because mine is one of the very first ones we did, and it just stuck with me. Because when you're like, okay, Brittany, what do you want? I'm like, well, I want to feel like successful in my writing. I want to feel successful in my career. I want to be successful in my family. I want to be secure in my home. And it just was so long. Like, I mean, it would have been like 30 minutes of me listing all the things that I want to be okay. So instead, I just use one of the very first things that we learned, which is every day in every way, prosperity comes to me. And it covers. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah. And I say
good
it,
one, bro.
I say it when I water my plants. I'm saying it as I'm brushing my teeth. Ooh. I say it when I'm like washing my hair. I'm like, every day in every way, prosperity comes to me, because
every
it blanket covers.
In every way, prosperity comes to me. See how fun it is? Yeah. You can make it so fun.
And so I say it when I'm doing these meaningful things that I'm like thinking like, okay, I'm growing this thing. I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing these things. Like, this is what I want. I say it when I put the crystals in my bra every morning. I squeeze them and I say them and I stick them in there. And so what do you say, Meredith?
I say you live an abundant life. There I just say it all the time. It's on my cell phone. Like the little, you know, screenshot on the front of your phone. It's there. Mm-hmm. It's all over the place. I write it all the time. You live an abundant life. I just tell myself, because I simplified it as little as possible, because like you said earlier, I was worried that I wasn't using the right word. So I was like, this is all encompassing.
Yes.
Everything is good when I say abundant life. That means my family's doing good. My finances are doing good. My business is doing good. People who work for us are doing good. So everybody's good.
What about you, Tracy?
Mine's longer, but I think I should just shorten it to what Meredith said.
Yeah.
But I like to say, or I like to write it. I'm more of a writer than a talker out louder, but I think both of those are probably important. But
yes,
I like to say the universe is abundant and wants me to succeed. Sometimes I just stop there, but then I'll say my mind is clear, my heart is open, and my arms are ready to receive what is rightfully mine.
That's nice.
Wow. Yeah.
That's and you brought really up a good point too. Like, it can just be written. Like, you don't have to say everything all the time. I think that's why you leaned so hard into A Book of Shadows, because I was more comfortable journaling and recording and sort of like almost bullet journaling this process.
Yes.
I was more comfortable doing that, and it felt more spiritual to me than sort of reciting something that I was stumbling over or... You know,
right.
It just felt more comfortable.
It feels awkward to say these things out loud, but I think that is important though.
Yeah.
I think we need to get comfortable with the words, you know, coming out of us in every way so that we can really be open to it.
I just think in general, women aren't comfortable asking for things or selfishly
like
demanding things.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's just something we're not used to.
Even just saying I deserve something.
Yeah. Right. We're supposed to question everything we have. Right.
Yeah,
so this is like the opposite.
We're taught that it's a very selfish act when in fact, like men do this all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But all, yeah. I mean, they look it in the mirror
attend,
every day
like,
and they're
like, oh, seminars all the time. And, like,
God,
come out
to
Eye of the Tiger and like
they
talk about how amazing they are every time. Like,
they do.
We are Eye of the Tiger people.
I think that I've taken on the dude bro mentality lately. I'm like, I'm the Eye of the Tiger motherfucker. Bow down. But the more you do it, the more confident in it you do become, and the more you just start manifesting shit all over, and pretty soon you're like, I'm gonna do this, and people are like, okay, I've heard you say you're gonna do 500 other things too, and it hasn't happened. I am busy manifesting shit, okay? So just go with it.
Okay. No, and I think that's a good point. So manifesting, it does take a minute. It does take some time,
but you have to keep the positive talk coming out of you, and that's what
that's
these words
so hard
are,
for
right?
me. And like you're
the words
you're much
are positive affirmations. So I mean, I get knocked down every fucking day, guys. So I can either lay there and be sad that I'm down, or I can keep trudging towards my goal. Right, like just keep moving forward towards it. So
that's,
every day you got to get back up, tell yourself the same shit over, and trudge towards that goal, because it's so easy to slip into the negative mindset where you're like, well, nothing good happens to me. You know what I mean? It's easy to start. That is the way I used to think all the time.
Right.
Now I have to think, and I get caught up in it. Like Sean and I just had huge fights in our marriage, and I was like, this motherfucker. Right. But you have to like get out of that somehow.
Yeah.
So you can either wake up every day and think, I want to fucking divorce this motherfucker, or you can get up and be like, you know what? I'm going to work on my marriage, and we're just going to work it out, and we're just going to keep going forward, because what else are we going to do? Break up? So we just have to keep going forward. So you just have to like keep pushing yourself all the fucking time. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's a relationship, if it's your job, if it's a career goal that you have, whatever it is, just keep pushing towards the goal and use words to get yourself there. Like psych yourself up. It's just a psych up, right?
It definitely becomes less awkward the more you do
right.
it. At first I felt like I'm the person I made fun of. Like seriously, I would make fun of people like me all the time. Like, what am I doing right now?
I felt real comfortable with it. I was like, oh my gosh, it's like cheerleading all over again. And I loved cheerleading. So now I'm like, go team Meredith. Go team Meredith, like all the time. So
It's definitely been a process for me. It's been a process. And I do like writing it more. I should say it out loud more. But just find something that like you'll remember and that's easy and that just feels like it suits you really well, that you can just kind of repeat it. I know that like, you know, Tracy, you've talked about before, like manifesting in simplest ways, like brushing your teeth, saying it over and over again and things like that.
Yeah. In the morning, if I know I have a tough day, or I know I have something that's coming up that I have to really tackle, and I just feel unsure, insecure about it, I have like a morning mantra that I'll say while I'm showering or whatever it is that I'm doing. And it's my purpose lies just beyond this obstacle. I can be strong. I can be brave. I can be patient. I can do this because my future awaits.
That's right.
You sound like the best.
Every day is a new future, though. I mean, you're right, though, because every day is a new future, right?
Exactly.
Every day you
every
can
minute.
Decide your new future.
Every minute is
your
future.
You can change whatever the hell you want about your life. So just change it and go towards what you want. Like, don't run away from what you want. That doesn't make any mm-hmm. sense, right? So find the words that will get you to where you need to go. Because like Brittany was saying, the thoughts are what is setting the intention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's just, I think that's what we want your takeaway to be from this part, is that, you know, the intent happens when you speak it, when you write it, when you do these things. Like when you think, oh my gosh, this isn't a spell because it's not written with like a feathered pen in calligraphy. Right. It doesn't need to be any of those things. Like, is what you put in that jar meaningful? Then it's a jar spell. Is what you put into that fire, you know, with intent, then that's a spell. Mm-hmm. You know, is what you're saying over and over again, is that what you want to put into the universe? Then it's manifestation. Like, boom, it's that easy. Take all of this pressure off of you right now. And just know that it's already done. And in the meantime, if you need to Google it, if you need to Pinterest it, fine, do it. Because it will give you some of the verbiage if you want to have mm-hmm. a rhythm down. All those are fine. But if you don't have those things, it's just as fine too. This is a very like solitary and DIY road for a lot of people. And so, right. you know, it existed before people were sharing things on the internet, and it's going to continue to exist for thousands upon thousands of years. So you can't right. do it wrong.
And sometimes
there's no wrong way to do this.
You can Spotify it too. Cause sometimes if I don't have the words, a song might work. It's been a little bit of Lizzo lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just you can kind of find someone else's words if you don't have your own.
That's right. Lizzo is a running theme song in my head. I'm like, you could have had a bad bitch.
Yeah.
If you can't make it at home, store-bought's fine.
Store-bought is fine. Let's take a break.
Guys, it's the end of summer. Finally, yes. The kids are back to school. But now that they're back in school, we need to start thinking about spring break 2020. Don't spend it in the cold. Spend it in the Caribbean. TheTravelSmith.net has cabins held on a 7-night Caribbean cruise leaving Miami on March 22nd, 2020 on Norwegian Cruise Line's newest ship, the Encore. Is your spring break at a different time? They can find a great trip just for you. Deposits for spring break cruise start at just $50 per guest. You can afford that. So go to TheTravelSmith.net and click on spring break 2020. There's a cruise link on the main menu at the top to learn more. That's thetravelsmith.net. Click on the cruise link, planning vacations to Disney, the world, and the Caribbean.
All right, we all have a lot going on in our lives right now.
A lot.
A lot.
Man, drowning in the shit over here.
Okay, so we're going to talk about how to meditate and manifest and whatnot when you're busy as fuck.
Yeah.
Which is what most of us are.
I think yes. That's why my life is so wacky. I've been so busy. I haven't really been meditating lately.
I suck at meditating.
I haven't done it in 2 weeks, I bet.
Really?
Yeah, and have you noticed my shitty attitude?
No.
Well, whatever. I don't care.
It just seems so cool when people do it, but honestly,
It is a chore. I mean, you have to almost treat it like a chore and make yourself do it. Don't you feel like?
Well, like in my head, I'm like, I want to do it. But the reality is my thighs are too big to do the crisscross applesauce on the floor.
So you don't have to do that, you know? You can just sit in a chair and just do it like on your couch.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's like working out, right? It's like a workout for your brain. So like you don't want to go to the gym, but there's never been a time that you went to the gym and you were like, man, I really regret going to the gym.
Well, for real, because you get to the end of the day and you're like, I'm done.
Man, I'm glad I worked out today. I feel like a good person. Meditation's kind of the same,
right? It feels like you have to be so purposeful about it. Like you have to set aside the time and you have to, you know, I don't know, light some incense and you have to do like, I have to do all of these things to set it up to meditate. I know I don't need to do any of those things. I can just stop and do it.
I definitely can't do it at night because sometimes like after like a really long day, I'll lay down. I'm like, I'm going to meditate. And then I just fall asleep. I like wake up the next morning.
Oops. There are sleep meditations on that Calm app.
I need to do that.
Sometimes I just let it sleep meditate me to sleep. And then I'm like, oh, sweet dreams for everybody. Yeah.
I remember like I was at an event and like a group of people were talking about meditating. And this guy was like, if you're too busy to meditate every day, then you're the one who needs it most. And then I punched him because I'm like,
True, though, kind of.
We know we need to meditate. All right. So what is meditation? It's bringing intentional awareness to something, whether it's breathing, calmness, manifesting, whatever, just intentional awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes I will spend so much time looking for the meditation I'm going to do that I took all my meditation time just looking at YouTube videos to find the perfect meditation.
It's like trying
to find the best porn and then you're like, oh, forget it.
I know. The mood has passed.
The mood has passed. I'm over it now.
Obviously, we could all benefit from it. I mean, that's not a question, but we also have jobs and kids and like shit to do. And we're tired and we're exhausting. So first of all, you need to stop romanticizing it. Just let yourself off the hook with that. Just like with writing your spells and your mantras and all that stuff. It doesn't need to be like this. Unless you're in a movie, unless you have sex cameras around your house, nobody's watching this.
So I feel like
this is literally
the universe is watching. I mean,
it's literally as private as masturbation. You guys, nobody's going to see it. So just take that pressure off again, right off the bat. So allegedly the best time to meditate is when you first get up.
Yes, I would agree. But if you, I think the best time is not only when you get up, but if you can get up before everyone in your house, because then no one's fucking with you, right?
Yeah.
It's just totally quiet and they're not looking at you with their judgy family eyes. You're just sitting there by yourself doing your own little weird thing all alone. That's when I like to do it.
Ideally, I want to wake up, pee, meditate. And like, I tried to wake up 10 minutes sooner to like devote that to it. But then I just spent that time dicking around on my phone.
Oh yeah.
Like I didn't even get out of bed. Yeah. Like I just laid there and used the whole snooze time. Like just playing a game.
Just get your insight timer out and start the meditation.
I should be better about this. If you can't make it happen in the morning, schedule it for later in the day. Much like scheduling sex, meditation begets meditation apparently.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Because it feels good. And we're always chasing that high. You don't have to get fancy. Just consider anytime you're quietly sitting with yourself and not panicking, full of doom of to-do lists.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Consider that meditation.
So I have a question for you guys about meditation. Sure. Do you visualize like a white light coming around you or anything like that while you're meditating? Jen Sincero recommends it. And I've tried so hard to think about white light blasting out of my ass and coming around me and back around me all the time, just like she told us to do. And I just cannot get to that level of meditation.
No, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I'm not like visualizing meditation. I can't do the visualization. What's the word?
Visualization?
can't do it.
There's like an extra syllable in there.
can't do it.
It's not your fault.
No, but I can do, I think I'm at baby meditator, beginner level. Like I can just do like guided meditation where I just like just concentrate on the words of whatever the YouTube video or the insight timer thing is telling me to just visualize that. I can't get white light shooting out my ass.
I'd get up in Maryland and find you outside, like with all your crystals around you. And I'm like, damn, girl, I am light years away from ass light.
Yeah, I can't get to ass light. I wish I was at ass light, but I'm not at ass light yet. Where are you at in your journey?
I like a guided meditation too, but I like more of like a nature based.
Oh, nice.
And so you go to like a clearing, you know, and then you imagine like the sounds and then you find your little sunny spot in the meadow or whatever. I like that. And then, you know, sometimes there's an animal that comes to you and then you get to, after you're done meditating, you get to like Google what that animal means.
Yeah.
That's fun. I like that.
Yeah,
I like it. Feel like a Disney princess in my meditations, not in my life, but in my meditation. So that's not always, but sometimes, you know, and you can just sit and think in that spot, you know, about whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish and whatever it is that you need to let go of.
That's
what I like to do. Yeah.
I feel like I have like a million things on my calendar all the time. I feel like my brain never shuts up. I feel like I have insane anxiety. So I'm kind of step my way through it. With step one is I'm just going to get comfortable with sitting quietly for a little bit.
Even a minute, Brittany.
Yeah, I know. I need to work on it.
You guys are so hard to start. You're like, oh my God, why is this minute fucking torture? It's 60 seconds of not checking my phone.
I know. Like, I'm going to
hard.
Get to that minute.
Yeah.
And then step two is I'm going to be like two adding minutes. Some words.
Oh, yeah. Good step two.
And then three, I'll just like make a mantra that I repeat louder than my brain is talking.
That's
my step-by-step guide to that.
Yes.
Listen, if all fails, you can lock yourself in the bathroom, turn off the lights, turn on the shower or tub to like drown out the noise. You guys ever watch Stranger Things? My version of meditation is like how Eleven like has to go to the upside down, which is like using white noise. That's what I do. So close your eyes, breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it, breathe out through your nose, repeat 5 times. Apparently, that relaxes you.
It really does. Actually, if you have problems sleeping at night, you can put yourself asleep by just breathing slowly in through your nose and out through your mouth over and over.
Yeah.
I have to like force myself to do it because I can become such an insomniac because I lay awake and worry about things.
Mm-hmm.
So it like helps you. That breathing does help you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All my quiet times happen in the bathroom, so I'm all for like locking mm-hmm. the bathroom
pooping
door.
Pooping meditation. That's yeah. what we need.
I like masturbate in the bathroom and I meditate in the bathroom.
Bathtub meditation more than the pooping meditation.
Come on.
I like the bathtub meditation.
That is good. Bathtubs, meditating is good.
And then also if you need, like if you're not doing a guided meditation and you need sound, like white noise sound, I don't like the mouth sound ASMR channels, but there's a lot of earmuffs Meredith, but there's a lot of Harry Potter ASMR channels.
That's,
and there's yeah
what?
There's like the common rooms and it's just like sounds like books turning pages.
Really?
And it's so calming and relaxing.
That's amazing. Okay. I had no idea that existed.
So the Astronomy Tower ASMR channel is my favorite thing in the whole world.
That's awesome. I like the whisper ones.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm like, you are going into a trance, and I'm like, tell me more.
Oh my gosh. Can I tell you? Like, I walked in my daughter's
room. All the hairs
room.
On my arms just stood up. I'm like, yes. Whisper some more shit to me. And Sean's like, why are you listening to this weird devil shit? And I'm like, nah, I'm doing what I want.
I walked into my daughter's room the other day and her friend Zoe were up there. And like, I was bringing laundry in and I was just going to throw it on the bed and walk out. And they glared at me when I walked in. They're like, we're taping ASMR videos. Really loud. I'm like, oh my God. I just
were they really?
Yes, they were. Because they're so much cooler than me, like, in general.
Or like they have like the slime sound. Their little slime.
Oh, yeah. God.
And they're like,
they had like a hairbrush, a box, yeah. all these tools like just on this chair. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Jesus.
We should do an ASMR show sometime just to drive Tracy crazy. She can bring Harry Potter sounds with her.
Yeah, yeah. Harry Potter sounds are fine. Mouth sounds are not fine.
No,
mouth sounds.
Okay, let's talk about some crystals to have on you during meditation. Or manifestation, some that they can kind of keep handy, because I keep some next to my bed, especially for those specific purposes. Meredith, what do you recommend?
Guys, you know, I'm surprised we haven't talked about amethyst yet on the show, because it's like the most popular crystal that mm-hmm, there is. Mm-hmm. But amethyst is a great one for clearing your mind. So from Energy Muse, they say you're ready to sleep, but there's that thing you've got to do tomorrow that you just can't stop thinking about, a meeting that you hope you're ready for, and here comes the memories of every embarrassing moment that you've ever done in your life ever. Why does our mind do this to us, and how can we stop it? Calm anxieties with one of the most spiritually relaxing stones in the crystal kingdom, and that's the amethyst. And they call it the spa of crystals because it's supposed to relax your mind. So just get some amethyst and carry it around. And it really is one of the most popular crystals. You can find it pretty much anywhere. So look for amethyst.
I love amethyst. It's so pretty.
It's very pretty.
I do
it's
have
one
a lot
of the prettiest
of it.
Ones.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of it. Yeah. I really, really like it.
And it's super duper affordable too. Like it's
You can get amethyst anywhere.
You can get it anywhere, and you can get a huge, beautiful chunk of it for not very much money compared to other crystal costs. So yeah. So sometimes you walk into like bougie houses and they have like a huge crystal. It's almost always amethyst, but now it'll make sense because you're like, this is a house of calm. These rich people are so calm in here.
I love it. Great
Which
show today,
is what
girls.
I'm trying to manifest. A rich house of calm full of amethyst everywhere. So
I love it.
Hey guys, make sure to join us next Wednesday for a brand new episode of Glow Girl. In the meantime, make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. Make sure to check out our latest Girls Media podcast, the Family Road Trip Trivia podcast. That is live every Friday. And you can join our private Girls Only Facebook group by going to girlsgirlscommunity.com and check out our other network podcasts by visiting girlsgirlsmedia.com. Bye, witches.
Goodbye, witches.